We better hurry. It's starting.
Oh, I don't want to miss a thing.
Come on, kids. It's starting.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, yes, step right up and join us under the big top of faith and see incredible feats of strength in the Lord. You'll see fiery darts quenched, kingdoms subdued, promises obtained, the mouths of lions stopped, the power of fire quenched, men and women escaping the razor-sharp edge of the sword, and from weakness made strong right before your eyes to become mighty in war and turning to flight the armies of darkness. Yes, these are the mighty works of God wrought in the people of faith, all here and now because...
Cast off words, darkness.
Well, hello again. I hope you brought your shouting clothes, because it is time to dress ourselves in light and put on the whole armor of God. This is It Is Time with Ed Gutfeld. Glad you're here with us. And you know, this is a timely message in the times of the Gentiles for the times and seasons of our life. And we're so glad. You know, we haven't forgot our horse. No, we're still on it. We're out telling people the good news, and we're grabbing people from way down below and pulling them up in faith in the name of Jesus. You know why? Because everybody's necessary. Everybody's needed. Everybody's important in the plan of God. And you don't want to be left out either, because you have a mighty call on your life, and it's important to find out what it is and get involved with it. We have a great show lined up. We're going to talk about the strength of the Lord, the mighty feats of faith that have been done. Oh, yeah, we're under the big top of faith in Jesus' name. And there are mighty men and women doing great and mighty things. And, you know, a lot of those things that we think are mighty are actually kind of common day, ordinary things. But they're actually extraordinary works of faith. And we're going to point those out in the program today. Hey, but before we do, we're going to go ahead and visit our great sponsor, 2 Core 10-4. Our sponsor this half hour is 2 Core 10-4. Has your mind been plagued and bombarded with the high traffic of vain imaginations? Have the thoughts and accusations from the father of lies been jamming and congesting the freeways of your mind? Do human reasonings and haughty intellectual arrogance overcrowd and clog the corridors and throughways of your thinking? Then it's time you try 2 Core 10-4. 2 Core 10-4 was first introduced by the Apostle Paul around 56 AD. 2 Core 10-4 carries the anointing of God and has been overpowering mental congestion for centuries. Known by its full name, 2 Corinthians 10-4, this passage of spirit and life has been eliminating stress and anxiety through its authoritative casting down power. Yes, the thoughts are cast down when the believer addresses them so in the mighty name of Jesus. When this gospel is applied, the mental traffic and congestion is cleared up and all thoughts of peace prevail. When 2 Core 10-4 is on the job, the traffic report is clear and smooth sailing. You can find 2 Core 10-4 in the New Testament in the book of 2 Corinthians, right after 1 Corinthians and just before Galatians. 2 Core 10-4, a spiritual weapon to fight and beat the mental traffic jam. Apply it today and be at peace in moments.
Yeah, 2 Core 10-4 is a great sponsor of ours. We love the product. And every time you put it to work, it goes to work, I'll tell you what. And we're using some right now on the broadcast. You can operate heavy machinery while you're using 2 Core 10-4. And I have to use a microphone and a mouse. So I can do that while under the influence of 2 Core 10-4. And you can't overdose on it, because it casts down all the imaginations and high things that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And we thank God for that. You know, under this big tent here today, we've got mighty feats of faith that have been wrought in God. I want to start off with a scripture that is so powerful in the book of Hebrews. And Hebrews chapter 11 is a very powerful chapter of the heroes of faith. You know, and it says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders obtained a good report. And, you know, faith is what God used to create the world. It said, through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So all the works of God that have been done in the Word were done through faith. And God even created everything by faith. Somebody said, well, it's by faith I understand this. No, it's through faith that it was done. The faith is the raw material by which God builds things and creates things and wants us to live and move and have our being. And so the mighty acts of God that have been done through the Word, somebody called the book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter rather, the hall of faith. You know, they have a hall of fame, but we call them the heroes of faith in Hebrews chapter 11. And it talks about Moses, it talks about Noah, it talks about all the great things that were accomplished. But it says in verse 33, who through faith, talking about the people of God, actually verse 32, what more shall I say, for the time would fail me to speak of Gideon and of Barak and Samson and Jephthah and David also and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire. You know, you know, they have under the big top and under some, you know, circuses and places, fairs, where people will do mighty feats of strength, and they'll bend steel and they'll, you know, maybe put their head in a lion's mouth or something like that. But these are the men and women of God who through faith subdued kingdoms. That's mighty. They wrought righteousness. They did the right thing at the right time. Oh my goodness, that in itself, that's why I said some of these things don't sound all that spectacular. But some people have just, out of a pure heart, made the right decision. It may have cost them everything, but they did the right thing. And they wrought righteousness and they obtained promises. Oh yeah, God would promise through a prophet that their child would live and not die. And they obtained that promise. Or they obtained the promise that God would save their family, that God would save their nation. And it took a long time. It took a struggle. It took an act of faith on their behalf. But guess what? They did it. They stopped the mouths of lions. Oh, come on now. Quenched the violence of fire. Escaped the edge of the sword. Out of weakness were made strong. Waxed valiant in fight. These are men and women that fought the good fight of faith. How many of you know it takes some time to sometimes to stand in faith and fight the good fight of faith? And they turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Guess what? All those troubles that are coming after you, you can turn them to flight. Now, you may have to stand, and having done all to stand there for, but guess what? They're about ready to flee. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were actually tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. We're going to get into that a little bit later, but there are works of faith that don't look like works of faith. But because people refused to bow to the pressures of this world and it cost them everything, but yet their testimony gives us something so beautiful, so wonderful, that we don't have to kowtow to Satan and we don't have to kowtow to the darkness of this world, because we have something in God that's greater, that's mightier, that's wonderful. This is a song called Strong Tower, and it's by the Newsboys. And my goodness, our God truly is a strong tower for us. Isn't that right? We can go to Him. And He is that high place where we find our strength. We're strong in God and doing exploits in the name of Jesus. This is Strong Tower.
Strong and mighty, strong to save us. Like a fortress, never failing. Strong in battle, strong in kindness. When we stray, Lord, You're strong to find us. When the winds come hard against us,
Yeah, that's Newsboys and the powerful song, Strong Tower. Our God is a strong tower for us, isn't he? He's mighty. Hallelujah. Isn't it great that we have a rock that we can run to? Amen. But also remember that we, you know, we're not a piece of junk either. God has made us solid as a rock. He said to Peter, your name is, his name was Simon. He said, you are Peter from now on. Simon means a reed, something that will break under pressure. But he said, your name's Peter. I'm going to call you the Apostle Rocky from now on. You're Rocky. And upon this massive rock, of who Jesus is, the confession that he is the Christ, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. No, it will not. It will not. It will not. And we need to understand that that's something God has given us as an inheritance in Christ, that this strength that we have. You know, the Bible talks about being strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We're going to get into that in just a moment, just a little bit. And kind of look at that word and get a little teaching from Rick Renner. And that'll be something to look forward to in just a little bit. But I love this scripture. I enjoy it so very much in Isaiah. And it's that, you know, scripture that everyone loves. Isaiah 40:31. And they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles, and they shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. What a promise. Obtaining promises is one of the feats of faith. You know, there's a lot of people that can't obtain promises because they just feel so beaten down, so messed up. And so, you know, the Bible calls about the devil when he comes against us, he buffets us. And then buffeting is like a boxer who just repeatedly keeps hitting that spot, hitting that spot, hitting that spot. And some of us have been hitting that spot, you know, 25 times. And it's like we don't even want anybody to touch us. And but God can heal us and bring us to a place where, guess what? Instead of our hands hanging down, yeah, Hebrews talks about lift up the hands that hang down. You know, there's a force of gravity that tries to take us, keep us away from higher places and heavenly places. And that force of gravity is the power of sin. And the works of the enemy and darkness and oppression. And somebody said, well, I don't lift my hands. Well, the Bible says, lift up holy hands without wrath and doubting. Gee, what's so wrong with that? You know, to do what Jesus wants us to do, to lift up holy hands. Oh, I just don't do that. Well, guess what? Maybe Jesus can teach you how to do it. There's a lot of things Jesus can teach us to do. Isn't that right? And so if he says, lift up holy hands without wrath and without doubting, 1 Timothy 2, he said, I would that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath, without doubting. In Hebrews, he talks about lifting up holy hands. Oh, yeah. This is the sacrifice of praise, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. And he said, lift up the hands that hang down, strengthen the feeble knees. Oh, why? God says, if you'll do that, I'll do this. Whoa, yeah, strength will rise as we wait. And that's one of the ways we can wait upon the Lord. Waiting on the Lord is not sitting there like at a bus stop, tapping our toe and just saying, the bus is late, the bus is late, the bus is late, the bus is late. That's not waiting. That's waiting on a bus. Waiting on God is saying, Lord, you're beautiful. You're wonderful. Oh, your word says that your name is magnified. Even your word is magnified above your name. Your word says that if I call upon you, you'll answer me. You'll show me great and mighty things which I don't know. Your word says to meditate in your word day and night, and that I may prosper in all the things that I do. See, that's waiting on God. Lord, I just worship you. I just thank you. And I enjoy this song. Lincoln Brewster, he sings this one. It's called Strength Arise as we wait upon the Lord. Come on now. Let's receive it.
Strength arise as we wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Strength arise as we wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Oh, God, you reign forever. Oh,
weary. No one can measure the depths of his understanding. He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Even youths will become weak and tired, and young men will fall and exhaust. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They'll soar high on wings like eagles. They'll run and not grow weary. They'll walk and not faint.
Yeah, that's Everlasting God by Lincoln Brewster. And you can say, well, that's so cute, that little kid at the end. But let me tell you something. That's the word of God. And it's more than cute. It's true. And we can wait upon the Lord and renew our strength. We can mount up with wings as eagles. We can run and not be weary. We can walk and not faint. And that's a promise from heaven. And the other part that he read in there was, even the youths shall faint and be weary, and young men shall utterly fall. Somebody said, well, oh, if I was just a little younger, you know. Hey, we all have to find our strength in God. We all have to find our strength in Him. He's the everlasting God. Isn't that great? Yeah. And have you not known? Have you not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He gives power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Oh, that alone will just flip our switch, won't it? He gives power to the faint. He increases strength to them that have no might. He gives power to the faint. Man, that is so amazing. You know, God's not going to sleep. He's not falling asleep. He's there to help us, to minister to us, to aid us. Oh, he's there to aid the seed of Abraham. And we thank God that he is available to us. He is our King of Kings. He is our Lord of Lords. He is the Mighty One of Israel. So don't get on that little pity party thing. You know, don't go there. We don't need to have any pity parties when God is giving power to the faint. He's increasing strength to them that have no might. Oh, hallelujah. And they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Oh, you know, self-pity is the worst thing in the world. You need to get around people that are strong in the Lord. You need to get around people that are lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. You need to get around people that have like-mindedness, like faith, so that that self-pity stuff, you won't even go there anymore. In fact, we've got a committee together signing a petition because they're wanting to spread pity party cities throughout the world, throughout the United States. But pity party city is not going to make it in our town because we're doing something about it.
This is a public service announcement of citizens against pity party city.
Something must be done. This has to be stopped.
Pity parties are threatening our cities. Mr. D. Satan must be stopped.
There's only one solution.
The blood of Jesus overcomes self-pity. We saw the expansion of Pity Party City by Mr. D. Satan as a threat to the welfare of our people. And we're taking action, fighting against plans for more Pity Party cities.
Well, if they think they can just skate into our town and triple nuts over our people and the fine outlook on our future because of the blood of Jesus, then I say Pity Party City has truly underestimated the weapons of our warfare.
We view the bold attempts of Pity Party City's expansion as an out-and-out effort to steal the hope and the vision away from each citizen.
As mayor of this city, we're taking action. We're arming each citizen with the promises of God. We're taking the It Is Time broadcast and sharing it with everyone. We're spreading the news of Team Edify and enlisting our townspeople to rise up and edify one another. We will run Mr. D. Satan out of our town and forbid the expansion of these pity party cities. We will be edified by God and not taken over by self-pity.
Yes, you too can take a stand against the expansion of pity party cities in your town. Let's edify one another and be pity free.
This has been a public service announcement brought to you by It Is Time podcast and the good people at Team Edify.
He's been known to heal the sick in distant towns by only speaking a word. He once walked on water just to get closer to his friends. He fed 5,000 people with only 5 loaves and 2 fishes. His blood redeemed the world. He is the Son of God, Savior of the world. Drink the living water that only He can give. He said,
"You'll never thirst again, my friends."
Yeah, you'll never thirst again, my friends. Why? Because God is giving us the strength, hallelujah, to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Well, if you got a piece of paper and a pencil, get ready to write down some notes, because we got about a 2-minute teaching from one of our favorite teachers on planet Earth. His name is Rick Renner, and he does an amazing job of the Greek, the Hebrew, but just the common sense of heaven, the wisdom of God. And he's going to talk about Ephesians 6:10, being strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. It's only 2 minutes, so don't you know, it gets a little bit cerebral, but it's really spirit and life. So if you have a writing instrument, you want to write this down, it'll bless you, I promise you. And we're going to come out with a song that complements this. In the name of Jesus, be bold and be strong. This is Rick Renner.
Started first, I want to talk to you about Ephesians 6, verse 10, where Paul says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might." That word strong is the word enduo. It's spelled E-N-D-U-O, enduo. It's a compound of two words, the word en, which means in, like into something, and the word duo, which is the word for power, explosive power. It's actually the root where we get the word for dynamite. When you compound these two words together, enduo, it means to take power and put it into something, which means there's some kind of a receptacle that has been created to receive this power. And Paul says to us, you brethren, finally, be strong in the Lord, using the word enduo, which means we are the receptacles that God has created to receive His divine power. And rather than say, we don't have power to resist the enemy, or we don't have the power to resist temptation, we need to remember, we are special instruments. We are receptacles that God specially made for the deposit of His power. That word strong describes God's power placed inside us. His power is not supposed to float in the air, but His power was specially designed in duo to be put inside me and inside you. And that power is there for you today. That's why you can resist the enemy. That's why you can be strong in the Lord. That's yours today.
Be bold, be strong. That's right, that's Morris Chapman. And thank God that we can have strength in the Lord. We can be bold, we can wait on the Lord. Yeah, it takes some humility to be strong. And somebody said, well, you know, I know how to be strong. Well, we're not talking about strong in ourselves. We're talking about being strong in the Lord. You know, under that big top, under that circus, there's a lot going on there. But in the Spirit of God, under the big tent of faith, hallelujah, we're talking about being strong in the Lord. And there's a lot of people that have bravado and they have machismo and whatever else you want to call it. And but they want to assert their own personality and their own flesh and use intimidation and hide behind the flesh. But God would have us be strong in the Lord. You know, Jesus, when he stood before his accusers, what strength. He stood there as a lamb before the slaughter. You know, just a lamb to the slaughter, rather. And he just kept his mouth shut because he knew he was on target with his Father. He had a job to do. He had a plan to do. And you'll never find Jesus at a loss for what he was supposed to do and where he was supposed to be. Isn't that a great model for us to follow? That the Father could put inside us direction. He can put inside of us what it is, purpose, for every day, every thought, every word. Really, every thought and every word. May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart become acceptable in your sight, O God. That's what the psalmist said. The words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart. And somebody said, well, I don't know how to control that. That's all right. That's a good question. That's why God gave us the Holy Spirit. You know, back to something that Rick Renner said just a moment ago, we played that word in Ephesians 6. We'll just go over it. Enduo, which it means N is in. And duo comes from the root word dunamis, which means power, like self-energizing power. And God wants to take his power and put it into a receptacle. And take power and put it into something. What's the receptacle? We are. We are called and told and commanded to be strong in the Lord. We are the receptacles that God made for the deposit of his power. Isn't that amazing? We are the receptacles which God made for the deposit of his power. And that means that when we fight the good fight of faith, we can win because it's a good fight. A good fight is the one that you win. And I tell you what, we don't wrestle with flesh and blood. No, not anymore. We don't do that. And it's kind of like being in a boxing match. You know, Satan's got the red trunks on, and we got the right white trunks on. Listen to this. In this corner, wearing red trunks, hailing from the mountain of God, created as the anointed cherub that covers, but since has been cast out as profane and fallen from heaven as lightning, destined to be cast into the lake of fire and brimstone with the beast and the false prophet, to be tormented day and night forever and ever. He is the prince of the power of the air, the prince of darkness, the dragon, that old serpent, better known as Lucifer. I give you the devil and Satan.
Yeah, who's in the other corner, though?
In this corner, wearing white trunks, left for dead in trespasses and sins, with no righteousness of their own, but now crucified with Christ, buried with Christ, and raised with Christ to walk in newness of life. The General Assembly and Church of the Firstborn, which are written in heaven, the Church of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's us. Oh, come on now. It's time. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. That's us. We're the Church of Jesus Christ. And I'll tell you what. We're not losers of fights and battles. We're winners. You know, we talked about in the beginning of the broadcast in Hebrews chapter 11, we've subdued kingdoms. We've stopped the mouths of lions. Hallelujah. We have escaped the edge of the sword. That's our heritage. We can call upon the Lord. We can cheat.
Yeah,
it's an open book test. Strength arises as we call upon the name of the Lord. And we get to say, arise, O King. Come on, Lord. We are in this together. We are the Church of Jesus Christ.
and we have a mighty God on which to call. We have the name of the Lord on which to call. That's right, we're receptacles of his power. And the name of Jesus is the name above all names. And we don't have to stand in our own name. We can stand in the power. The Bible said the name of the Lord is a strong tower. And our strength comes from that place. This is Leon Petillo. And the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. Glory. Get excited about it. Strong tower, Leon Petillo. Yeah, that's Leon Petillo. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. This is Paul Balash. Your name. We're talking about great feats of faith. It's in the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah. As morning dawns and evening fades, you inspire songs of praise that rise from name, Jesus.
That's where the power comes from. It comes from the name of the Lord. It comes from Jesus. And we are the receptacles of his power. And when he told us to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, he didn't tell us to go alone. He said the Lord went with them, working with them, confirming the word with signs following. And so we have the beautiful privilege of walking with God. He didn't just touch us and we go. He goes with us. And so we constantly are in a place of praise and worship to our King, constantly in a place of being filled and refilled. You know, the Bible said, be filled with the Spirit. Literally in the Greek, it says, be being filled, a constant flow of the Spirit, a constant infilling of his Spirit. The disciples that were filled with the Spirit in Acts 2 were refilled in Acts 4. They came under heavy persecution. They gathered together, and they began to pray and lift up their voice to God, and they were filled with the Spirit and filled with boldness. Oh, we're going to have to do a program just on boldness one of these times. But it's just a beautiful thing to know that God is with us, and he never leaves us nor forsakes us. And if you're in a place where you're needing strength, these songs and the things that we're bringing out, it's a podcast, so you can go back and listen to it again and again and again and again. And let it bless you. Let it strengthen you. If anything at all has strengthened you, man, go back and listen to it 100 times. I'm not kidding. I have listened to some things over 200 times because they just blessed me and caused me to walk in an area that I didn't have the victory before, but I do now. And so we can thank God for the recorded word that we can go back and hear again and again and again. And we can thank our God in the name of Jesus that we know our God will arise in situations to help us, to aid us. Oh, I like this song. It's called Arise, King of Kings. And we call upon the name of the Lord and he arises. Oh, yes, he does. He's the rock of our salvation. Arise, King of Kings. Arise, King of Kings. Oh, Lord, arise. Thank you, Lord, that when we call upon his name, he answers us. He's with us in trouble. And praise God that he is a mighty King of Kings, a mighty restorer of life. And we thank God for his hand of glory upon our life. You know, that is so beautiful. It's so wonderful. And, you know, heaven is going to be a great place. We just did a program not too long. In fact, the last one we did was on heaven. If you didn't hear that, go back and look up under our archives and under heaven, heaven, heaven. And I'll tell you what, that was a special broadcast, I believe, and I received a lot out of it myself. Heaven is the headquarters of the church, and that's where we're going, you know? The Bible tells us about taking communion and proclaiming the Lord's death until he come. And that is something that's always in the forefront of our mind. You see, some of the things that happen in life that wear us down, they wear us down because we get too temporal minded. We're too minded of the temporal things of life, and we're not, you know, there's a balance. Some people talk about being so heavenly minded, we're no earthly good, and that can happen. Where you're just thinking about going to heaven. You don't even think about paying your bills. You don't think about, you know, attending to the things that need to be attended to. And I've seen people do things like that. But you can do the opposite too. You can get so earthly minded, you know, heavenly good. And that's not good. There's a balance, and the balance is achieved through the love of God and through the power of the Holy Spirit. You can't do it naturally. It's just one's hard, too hard, or the other one's too hard. And you either give up on one or take the other. Certainly I'd rather go to heaven, but because that's eternal. But the point is, we're supposed to be a testimony and a witness while we're here. The Holy Spirit's here to strengthen us and to help us. And Jesus said, I will not leave you comfortless. I'm going to send a helper. And he's there to help us do everything. You don't have to pick up one table by yourself. The Holy Spirit's there to help you. Somebody said, that's a lie. I picked it up by myself all the time, and that's why I'm tired. Well, maybe you should wait on the Lord and renew your strength and let God send you help. And that's what we all need to do. You know, all of us are faced with that. And that's certainly something that we can learn from each other and for each other. But get back to the original point, and that is this, that if we're not thinking about heaven as the ultimate place where we're going, then we can get worn down here on this earth. Well, we love to sing songs about heaven and heaven on earth and things like that. And we're going to get to that in just a moment. But before we do that, we're going to hear from our sponsor for this half hour.
No, honey, I agree. We should be seeking eternal answers about life. But the question is, where? I mean, no way am I going to some online do-it-yourself guru or some $600 a weekend, you're all God's crackpot. Isn't that right, little buddy? Yeah, I'm not looking for some hyped-up, frenzy-based super church either. Tell me where I can get some truthful answers with honesty and purity. I'll be there today. The whole family. And that means you too, little guy.
Yeah, talk to Jesus. He's been leading people into the truth and life for 2,000 years. It's his book, the Bible. It has all his simple truths that bring families together for a safe, simple, and secure eternal life. Talk to Jesus. He's the way. Hello, this is Ed Gutfeld, and I want to announce to you that there's a new team in town. It's Team Edify. We're running out the bullies of fear, doubt, and despair because Team Edify is taking over. This team is called to build up, strengthen, and cause to overcome. We're calling for 1 million men and women, boys and girls, to lock arms and declare the word of edification in our homes, schools, on the job, in the church, and throughout the marketplaces of the world. We are a simple yet mighty team who have made a decision that each and every day we will receive edification for our lives, bring edification to those around us, and give edification away to someone new each and every day. As a team member, you will receive our unique and colorful Edify button, a lifetime membership card,
daily prayer, and access to daily edification through videos, testimonies, and social network. To join the Edify Revolution, simply log on to edifyforlife.org and follow the simple steps. We live in troubled times full of deception, lies, and depression. But we can make a difference bearing the glad tidings of edification. Again, the website is edifyforlife.org. Join in today. Be one in a million at edifyforlife.org. That's edifyforlife.org.
Yeah, this is Ed Gutfeld, and we're just thanking God for you and for what's going on. And we're just so thankful that you respond to Team Edify. It's just something on our heart that's so strong, and God's giving us a mandate to reach 1 million people. And that's something that's is an amazing task. But by the same token, we're talking about edifying. We're talking about watering every seed that's been planted and inspiring people to become water men and women for God, and boys and girls, just watering seed and causing the flow of edification to touch hearts and lives and churches and organizations and offices, wherever you are. So thank you for being a part of that. And go to the edifyforlife.org and get signed up, get your button, wear it proudly, and touch somebody's life for God. You know, we were going to talk about the song about heaven, but we ran out of time. Suffice it to say that, you know, we just can't be so earthly minded we're no heavenly good, and we can't be so heavenly minded we're no earthly good. We've got heaven in our view as we're touching this earth and touching people's lives and telling them there is a place that Jesus has prepared, and we can have a little heaven on this earth as we pray in line with God's word. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And that's what we have to bring to this world. Amen. We have a beautiful message to bring to this world that God's grace is enough. Well, that's all the time we have now. And so it's time for us to get on our bad motor scooter right over here. Just let me get on and put the helmet on right there. And thanking you for being with us. Yeah. Tell somebody. You got to keep telling it. It's time to rise up and declare the greatness of our God. Keep shouting the victory. Until next time, this is Ed Gutfeld saying, don't put it off. Don't put it off. Why? Because it is time. Yeah.